So what happens is that you hear, and I can attest to this. When I was about 16, I was spending the night up there, and I didn't believe all this. And I woke up the first night I was there. I woke up dead awake. I mean, I was wide awake, and I heard somebody walking toward. I was sleeping on the couch in the living room, and I heard somebody get out of a bed, like they were getting out from between the sheets, put their feet on the floor, and kind of a half shuffle, half walk through the dining room, through the curtain, by the stove, which was right at the head of the couch, and walk toward the couch where I was sleeping. And I thought it was my grandmother coming to check on me. And then I thought, what if those stories they told are true? And I was afraid to look, so I just hid my head, pulled the covers over me, and didn't look. And it stopped right at the head of the couch, whatever it was. And I told them about it the next day, and you know, they just laugh because they're used to it. Doesn't bother them. And no, it doesn't bother them. It's never done, never hurt anybody, never done anything. And
was anybody died in the house?
Yeah, two or three people have. Long time ago. Long time ago. More than 50 years ago. 75 years ago. But
I'd like to experience something like that. It probably scared the hell out of me.
Well, it did. It scared the hell out of me the first time. I mean, it scared the old shit out of me. Mm-hmm. And so the next night, I was determined to hear it again, and I was determined that I was going to see what the hell it was. So I went to sleep, and I woke up again, dead awake, early in the morning, and heard it, and waited till it got where I could have seen it, whatever it was, come through the curtains. And I looked up, and as soon as I looked up, it stopped. No more walking after I looked up and toward it, whatever. After, I don't know if I was looking toward it or not, but it stopped there when I looked. And my cousin, who lives there also, is wont to sit up at night, late at night, and she was up by herself. And she even heard somebody get out of the bed behind the partition in the bedroom, slide out and come walking through the dining room. And she actually saw the curtains blow forward like somebody was walking through the curtains. And she was quick to point out that there was no wind, no breeze that night at all. It was a dead summer night. And it walked right up to the couch. There used to be a partition halfway that separated what is now the living room there, and it stops right there where that partition used to be in the old house. And my uncle theorizes that it's my grandfather, but my grandmother doesn't think so. She thinks it's her aunt somebody rather that died there. And then there are some of my relatives that think it's that my great-grandfather hid some money in the house, and his spirit won't rest until he finds it, or somebody finds it. And they think there's money hidden in the house. Because he was, from all the stories I get, I've heard a lot of stories about him, and he was apparently a real miser. He had a counting house. This is the truth, and I thought this was interesting as shit, because he actually had a shed away from the house that he called his counting house, and he kept all his money and gold out there. And you know, he what they do is grow a little tobacco, and that, you know, that's money crop. And mother said that he just, you know, was stingy, just real tightwad about it, and wouldn't he would almost let him go hungry.